What's that? A shopping list?
Yes, I'm just working out all the things I need to buy and worrying about money as usual. My problem is that I still don't really know the best places to shop. I always just use the corner shop for convenience. I mean, I can buy all the bits and pieces of food and cleaning things that I need from there. And it's open until late at night and on Sundays. I hardly ever go into the town center to shop, so I'm certain I don't always get value for money. Everyone tells me the food and things in the corner shop are really expensive. Do you think that's true?
It certainly is. It's the same in the States. Supermarkets are much cheaper.
When you say supermarket, what exactly do you mean?
A really big food store, usually owned by a big company, you know, like Sainsbury's or Safeway. Those two really large places in town.
I've never been inside them. They seem a bit, I don't know, overwhelming somehow. Too big, maybe.
Well, believe me, they're great. You take a basket or a trolley and just walk up and down the aisles. You know, the shelves are arranged in huge, long lines, section by section, and choose whatever you want. Serve yourself, and then pay for everything at the checkout till. And, as I say, they're much cheaper, and you can buy everything in there. Meat, vegetables, all kinds of different food and household goods. There's usually...
But isn't it better to buy meat from a proper butcher's and bread from a baker's?
Some people believe that, but I really think the quality of supermarket meat is good. And supermarkets do employ their own butchers, you know. And, as I say, supermarkets are cheaper.
So why do some people still use small shops like butchers, greengrocers, bakers, and so on?
Good question. I personally think they must be crazy. They're so expensive. But I guess it has a lot to do with tradition. A lot of people really appreciate what's called the personal touch. You know, in those small family-owned shops, they get individual attention from the sales assistants. And also, some people just prefer smaller places. But I suspect small shops, butchers, greengrocers, bakers, and so on, won't be able to survive for much longer. The competition from the supermarkets is much too great, so the little old family businesses lose money and eventually have to give up.
But surely that's true of greengrocers, too. And yet one in the main square always seems really busy.
Which one? Oh, you're thinking of the open market. That's not a shop, or store, as we would say in the States. Market stalls don't have high running costs or overheads like a proper shop, so they're cheaper. You must have similar places in China?
Yes, we do. We usually call them free markets. Is the one here called open because anyone can sell things there?
No, that's a fair guess, though. The open means open air, because there's also a covered market, an indoor market. You know, in that old building beside the town hall?
Oh, dear. I've never been in there either.
Well, you should go. They have lots of good stuff. Everything from clothes to secondhand books, greeting cards to antiques, dairy produce to sweets, or candies as I call them. Lots of different little stalls, each selling something different. Places like that are only open on certain days, Fridays and Saturdays here.
But is the quality good?
Yeah, the stuff is usually pretty good. And the vegetable stalls in the open market are great. The vegetables are fresh and cheap. The prices are fixed. But if you go late on Saturdays, they often let you have fruit and vegetables for next to nothing.
But what about the clothes in the covered market, the indoor market? You see, I want to buy a gift for Mrs. Ashworth. You know, the lady who's invited me for Sunday lunch. And I'd like to give her something a bit special because she's been so kind to me.
Well, in that case, I should show you my latest find. You might have heard about it. A new department store, Jaycee's, has just opened in the Millerson Center, and it's just great. It's a branch of a well-known chain.
Now, just a minute. What do you mean when you say a department store? Isn't it just like a supermarket?
No. The distinction here is the same as in the U.S. A supermarket basically sells food and household goods. A department store sells just about everything, very carefully arranged into departments. Furniture, toys, men's clothes, women's clothes,